天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。今天呢将是约翰福音这个系列的最后一集了。透过这个系列的学习，小环相信大家在对主耶稣的认识上一定受益颇多。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师介绍了拉撒路复活的神迹。为什么当时耶稣要等四天后才去呢？为什么一定要等拉撒路死后耶稣才到呢？那这个神迹究竟有哪些属灵意义呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this very last broadcast from the series of messages from the Gospel of John.
欢迎你收听约翰福音一系列信息的最后一节。
We have been studying together the seven signs or miracles from the Gospel of John.
我们一直在研读约翰福音中的七个神迹。
I promised you in the last broadcast that I will talk to you about the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
上一次我答应过，在最后一节里，我要告诉你有关拉撒路复活的事。
I told you that we are going to hear some great encouragements from this miracle.
我要告诉你，这神迹给了我们多大的鼓励。
So let us examine these events in detail.
所以让我们仔细地来分析这件事。
Religious leaders in and around Jerusalem had threatened to stone Jesus to death if he ever came back to their territory.
在耶路撒冷城里和附近的犹太教领袖们曾威吓耶稣，如果他敢再回到他们的地盘来，就用石头砸死他。
Bethany, where Lazarus and his sisters lived, was less than 2 miles away from Jerusalem.
伯大尼就是拉撒路和他姐姐们住的地方，离耶路撒冷不到2里路。
And a word comes to Jesus from Mary and Martha, your friend Lazarus, whom you love, is seriously ill.
马大和玛利亚传话给耶稣说，你所爱的人拉撒路病得很重。
They, like us, when we pray urgently and fervently for something, wanted Jesus to answer immediately.
这就像我们一样，每当我们为某些事情迫切祷告的时候，就希望耶稣马上答应。
Mary and Martha thought Jesus would drop everything and come to Bethany.
马大和玛利亚以为耶稣会放下一切赶来伯大尼。
He could have done that, but he didn't.
耶稣本来可以这么做，但是却没有。
Was he heartless?
他是否冷酷无情呢
？Did he forget?
他是否忘记了呢
？Was he preoccupied?
他是否给事情缠住了呢
？None of that is true.
全都不是。
Look at verses 5 and 6 of John 11.
请看约翰福音第11章5和6节。
There is something very significant here.
这里有些事非常的特别。
It says that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus, so he stayed 2 days longer.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子玛利亚并拉撒路，就在所在之地仍住了2天。
You might say, wait a minute.
可能你会说，慢着。
Did you say because he loved them, he did not respond immediately?
难道就因为耶稣爱他们，所以才不马上回应呢
？That is exactly right.
没错。
That's what the Bible said.
圣经就是这么说的。
In fact, you notice that the two sisters did not even request that Jesus should come.
事实上，你可能注意到，甚至这两姐妹并没有要求耶稣来。
They were confident that the moment Jesus got the word that Lazarus was seriously ill, he would immediately come back to Bethany.
因为他们相信当耶稣一听到拉撒路病重的消息，他就会马上赶到伯大尼来。
But my listening friends, it did not work that way.
亲爱的朋友，事情并没有这样成就。
It often does not work that way.
而事情也一向没这么成就过。
Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
耶稣爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
They were his special friends.
他们是耶稣特别要好的朋友。
So he stayed where he was for two more days.
因此他在所在之地多住了两天。
My listening friend, listen very carefully, please.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听着。
It is the purpose of God and not the immediacy of your need that matters the most.
神的目的才是最重要的，而非你迫切的需求。
It is the glory of God and not our self-centered requests that matter the most.
神的荣耀才是最重要的，而非我们自私的要求。
It is the kingdom of God and not our kingdom that matters the most.
神的国度才是最重要的，而非我们自己的国度。
Because he loved them, he waited two more days.
正因为耶稣爱他们，他才多等了两天。
There is always a purpose in God's delay.
神之所以延迟，通常都有目的的。
I can imagine the sisters how they spent their time immediately prior to Lazarus' death.
我可以想象得到这两姐妹在拉撒路临终之前是如何度过的。
They were alternating between caring for their sick brother and looking down the road to see if the master was coming.
他们轮流照顾病危的弟弟，又焦急地等待着主耶稣的来临。
Unto their utter bewilderment, Jesus did not come and Lazarus died.
但耶稣一直不来，最后拉撒路死了，这使他们感到极其困惑。
Jesus told the disciples that Lazarus had died and that they should go to him.
耶稣告诉门徒拉撒路死了，要他们一起往那里去。
Thomas, the pessimist, realizing that going anywhere near Jerusalem spells trouble for them.
悲观的多马晓得只要走进耶路撒冷就会招惹麻烦。
Said in a typical fashion.
他用一贯的语气说，
That is it. We are going to die. It's all over, man.
完了。我们去找死啊，那是死路一条啊。
But listen to Jesus' response.
但是请注意耶稣的回答。
Are there not 12 hours in a day?
白日不是有12小时吗？
If the man walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world.
人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。
What does that mean?
这两句话是什么意思呢？
It means that Jesus is telling his disciples that yes, we are going back to the region of Judea.
耶稣在告诉门徒，是的，我们要回到犹大地区去。
But you don't need to be afraid.
但你们不需惧怕。
There will be no stumbling.
我们不会跌倒。
There will be no accidents.
不会有意外。
Hostility cannot touch me until my hour has come.
我的时候未到，那些敌对的人不能动我丝毫。
I am walking in the light and not in darkness.
我走在光明中，不是在黑暗中。
No one can lay a finger on me until my hour has come.
我的时候未到，没有人可向我下手。
So by the time they reach Bethany, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
因此当他们到达伯大尼时，拉撒路已死了四天。
His body was beginning to decompose.
他的尸体已经开始腐烂。
In those days, the ritual of mourning peaked on the 3rd day.
按照当时的习俗，丧礼的第三天是哀悼死者最伤痛的时候。
So by the 4th day, they were totally exhausted from crying and weeping and wailing.
所以在第四天，他们已经哀嚎痛哭的筋疲力尽了。
And true to form, that is exactly when Jesus comes in.
正当此刻，耶稣来了。
He comes in when they had totally and utterly exhausted themselves.
就在他们极度疲乏的时候，耶稣来了。
Martha gets the word that Jesus is coming.
马大听到耶稣来的消息。
So she tosses out the cultural practice of staying home for 40 days after the funeral and runs down the street to meet Jesus.
她不顾那在葬礼后要在家守丧40天的习俗，就冲到街上去找耶稣。
Mary obeys the cultural mores of that day and stays home.
玛利亚则依从当时的习俗，还留在家里。
As soon as she sees Jesus, she blurs out the words of disappointment.
当她一见到耶稣，满怀的失望冲口而出。
She blurs out words of anguish and hopelessness.
尽情发泄她的痛苦和绝望。
You can feel the sting, can you not?
你应该可以感受到她心中的刺痛吧。
She said, had you been here, Lazarus would still be alive.
她说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
But Jesus teaches her that he is the life and the resurrection.
但耶稣教导她说，复活在我，生命也在我。
Jesus teaches her that for those who put their trust in him, death is not the last word.
耶稣教导她，凡信靠他的人，死亡并非定案。
Death does not have the final say.
死亡并非结论。
Death is not the end.
死亡并非终局。
Because, my listening friends, Jesus is the only one who defeated death.
我亲爱的朋友，这全是因为唯独耶稣胜过了死亡。
In Jesus, death has been conquered.
耶稣已征服了死亡。
In Jesus, the jaws of death have been broken and the teeth have fallen out.
耶稣粉碎了死亡的毒钩，也消灭了他的爪牙。
In Jesus, the power of death has been demolished.
耶稣摧毁了死亡的力量。
A funeral for a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ should be a celebration.
相信耶稣基督的人，他的葬礼应该是个庆典。
Never do I see death to the believer as a master.
我从没见过死亡成为基督徒的主人。
Death for the believer is the servant that carries us home.
对信徒而言，死亡只是带我们回家的仆人。
Death to the believer is only the gatekeeper that opens the gate for the king's guests.
对信徒而言，死亡只是个守门的，专为国王的贵宾开门。
And I want to point out to you three things before my time runs out.
为争取时间，我要指出三个重点。
First,
第一
，In verse 33, Jesus groans in his spirit.
在33节里描述，耶稣心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
In Greek, this is the awesome word that almost untranslatable.
在希腊文里，这句话是非常奇特的，几乎翻译不出来。
The closest we can get to it in the English language would be this.
我们所能翻得出最相近的意思是
He snorted with anger like a horse.
他像一匹马在发怒地喷着鼻息。
It expresses a violent displeasure.
这是表达极度的不悦。
It expresses the notion of indignation.
这是表达愤慨的意思。
I am convinced that the reason for his anger and indignation is the root cause of death, that is sin itself.
我深信耶稣发怒是因为罪恶的缘故，这是死亡的根由。
James said in James 1:15,
雅各书一章十五节说，
When lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and when sin is finished, brings forth death.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。罪既长成，就生出死来。
And that is why only those whose sins are forgiven will have eternal life.
这 就是只有罪得赦免的人才可承受永生的原因。
Hell, which is eternal death, awaits all those who reject Jesus Christ.
地狱就是永远的死亡，正等待着抗拒耶稣基督的人。
Hell, which is eternal death, awaits all those who refuse to come to Jesus Christ.
地狱就是永远的死亡，正等待着拒绝归向耶稣基督的人。
Someone said that there are seven simple facts that everyone ought to know about sin.
有人说，每个人都应该知道有关罪的七个基本事实。
Sin earns wages.
这是赚取报酬的。
Sin pays wages.
这是付出代价的。
Sin insists on paying.
这是坚持要付出的。
Sin pays wages in kind.
这是用食物付出报酬的。
Sin pays in installments.
这是分期付款的。
Sin pays in full.
这债是全部要偿还的。
Unless the blood of Jesus washes away the stain.
除非基督的血洗清了罪污。
Finally, sin is self-executive. It pays its own bills.
到最后，罪要自动执行，还清罪债。
The logical result of sin is death.
死亡是犯罪必然的结果。
Death to the body, death to the mind, death to the soul.
灵魂体都要死亡。
That is why Jesus snorted at death.
所以耶稣要向死亡嗤之以鼻。
The second thing I want to point out to you about this miracle is in verse 39.
从这个神迹中，我要指出第二个重点，请看第39节。
Jesus asked them to remove the stone.
耶稣叫人把石头挪开。
You would think that the one who raised the dead could with click of his finger remove the stone.
你也许会想，既然只有他可以叫死人复活，难道他不能动动手指头就把石头挪开吗？
But he didn't.
但他没有这样做。
Instead, he asked those who were alive standing there to do it.
反而他叫那些活着站在那里的人来搬石头。
And that is why we Christians are responsible to tell others about Christ.
也就是基督徒有责任要向人传讲基督的原因。
Because before God can call out those who are dead in trespasses and sin,
因为在神向那些死在过犯罪恶中的人发出呼唤之前，
He asked those who are spiritually alive to roll away the stone.
他要那些心灵活着的人去挪开石头。
Every one of us can play a role in rolling away the stone.
我们每一位都可以扮演挪开石头的角色。
No matter how big or how small it may be.
无论这石头或大或小。
Some pray.
有些人祷告。
Some give.
有些人奉献。
Some evangelize.
有些人布道。
Some witness.
有些人做见证。
Some welcome people.
有些人欢迎朋友。
Some extend hospitality.
有些人款待朋友。
Whatever our role is in rolling away the spiritual stones, that is what Jesus is asking us to do.
在挪移心灵的石头时，无论我们的岗位是什么，这都是主吩咐我们做的。
The third point in this miracle that I want you to look at is in verse 44.
我要从这神迹中指出第三个重点，是在44节。
After he called out Lazarus by name, and Lazarus comes out of the grave, Jesus said, Loose him and let him go.
当耶稣大声呼叫拉撒路的名字之后，拉撒路就从坟墓里走出来。耶稣说，解开他，叫他走。
Someone once said that it was just as well Jesus mentioned Lazarus by name.
曾经有人说，幸好耶稣呼叫拉撒路的名字。
Had he just said, come out?
不然当他说出来的时候，
Every dead corpse would have walked out of the tomb.
所有的死尸可能都会从坟墓里走出来了。
Jesus said, loose him and let him go.
耶稣说解开他叫他走。
Now I want you to imagine Lazarus stumbling out of the grave.
你试着想象一下拉撒路东歪西倒的走出坟墓。
Because of the Jewish custom of wrapping the body before they bury it, Lazarus could not easily walk.
由于犹太人的习俗在埋葬前要用布包裹尸体所以这时拉撒路走起路来并不容易。
Here he is, his heart just began pumping again.
这时候他恢复心跳了。
His arteries have just begun to pulsate once more.
他的血管重新有了脉搏。
His muscles have begun to move again.
他的肌肉再度活动起来。
So he shuffles out of the tomb bound hand and feet.
他的手脚都被缠裹着。他只能一拐一拐歪歪倒倒地走出坟墓。
And Jesus said, loose him and let him go.
而耶稣说解开他叫他走。
This is not unlike what happens to us spiritually.
这岂不像我们属灵的情况吗
?When the Holy Spirit of God quickens our spirit and we are converted to Christ,
当圣灵催促我们的心认罪归入基督。
In the beginning of our Christian life, we are still walking around with grave clothes that are hampering us in our Christian walk.
开始做基督徒时，我们仍然被裹尸布缠着，妨碍我们走天国的历程。
There are those sins from our past.
有些是你以往的罪。
There are those habits from our life without Christ.
那些未认识基督前的恶习
All these things are hampering your growth in your Christian walk.
这些事都妨碍你走天国历程的成长。
There is a napkin on your face that is blocking your view.
就好像在你脸上盖了一块餐巾妨碍你的视线。
There are grave clothes that have your hands bound so that you cannot work effectively.
你的手被裹尸布缠着。以致不能有效的工作。
There are the bandages that are binding your feet so you cannot walk well.
你的脚被绷带绑住，以致行动不便。
And Jesus' word to us today, be loosed in Jesus' name.
耶稣今天对我们说，奉耶稣的名解开。
Some people have asked the following question.
有人问过这问题。
Is the raising of Lazarus from the dead the same as the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ himself?
拉撒路的复活与耶稣的复活是否一样呢?
And the answer is no.
不是的。
The raising of the son of the widow of Nain.
南城寡妇的儿子复活。
In the raising of the daughter of Jairus.
雅鲁女儿的复活。
And in the raising of Lazarus.
以及拉撒路的复活。
Jesus demonstrated his power over death and the grave.
耶稣都显明了他胜过死亡和坟墓的大能。
While Jesus raised them from the dead, they all died again.
耶稣使他们复活，后来他们又死了。
But Jesus' own resurrection was more than just demonstrating of his power.
但耶稣的复活就不仅仅是证明他的能力而已。
Jesus' resurrection was the complete defeat of death.
耶稣的复活是完全击败死亡。
It was the complete destruction of the power of death.
是将死亡的权势全然消灭。
He rose never to die again.
他复活后就永不再死。
It is the utter devastation to the sting of death.
他将死亡的毒钩完全摧毁。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is God's assurance to every one of us who believe.
主耶稣基督的复活是神给每一位相信他的人的保证。
That we too will be resurrected.
我们将来也必复活。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is God's promise to us who love him.
主耶稣基督的复活是神给我们的应许，就是凡爱他的人
That we too will not experience eternal death.
必不会经历永远的死亡。
Do you have that assurance?
你有没有这个把握呢?
Well, you can be assured of this today.
今天你就可以得到这个确据。
When you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ,
只要你愿意把自己的生命交托给耶稣基督，
When you accept His resurrection to be for you,
只要你接受他的复活是为你成就的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，死亡的毒钩在哪里呢？我们又为什么要惧怕呢？因为主耶稣十字架上的宝血是我们得救的确据。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，死亡不是终结点，而是转折点。因为呢，我们都有永生的盼望。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里。愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
有你胜过全世界。